last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, "The man who does not know the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant." But in this program, we try to make sure that you get the maximum information about the Imam of your time. Today, to discuss about Mehtaviyat, to discuss more on du'as, we have with us in studio Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So Dr. Karimi, in our previous sessions, you provided us with the information of the titles given to Imam in the Ziyarat Ali Yasin, which were one or the other way, giving us the concept of monotheism, taking us back to Allah, showing that even Imams that we, which we highly regard, are the servants of Allah. And the thing that you mentioned in the previous session, you explained the titles given to Imam one by one, which kind of gives us the marifat towards Imam, gives us the knowledge towards Imam, which is the very first and foremost duties of believers. We would definitely want to get knowing more about.
The first part of the dua consists of more than 20 salams and greetings to the Imam. And these greetings, half of them are about the titles of the Imam, Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. I referred to some of the titles in the previous session. And the second part is about the different estates of the Imam or different times. Let me just refer to some of them. One of them is, As-salamu alayka hina taqumu wa taq'ud. Peace be upon you when you stand up and when you sit down. So one interpretation of this part is that, so there are two estates of the Imam, when he is standing and when he is sitting. But another deep understanding of this part of dua, which is a kind of salam, is that taqumu, standing, is referring to the uprising of the Imam. And taq'ud, it is referring to the time before the uprising of the Imam, that is the time of the major occultation. And again, it has message to us. It doesn't make any difference whether the Imam is sitting, like he's during the major occultation, or he's standing, he's doing his uprising. In both cases, he is our Imam.
All right. The concept gets clear that Imam is not Imam when he gets reappeared. Imam is like performing his duties even if he's in major occultation right now.
Exactly. And with that, let me refer to the famous narration of our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. It's been mentioned in both Shia and Sunni collections of hadith that Hassan and Hussein are the Imams.
All right.
Qama aw qa'ada, whether they are standing or sitting, whether one of them is doing uprising, referring to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
All right.
It is because of the fact that at that time, it was the duty of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to have his uprising.
All right.
Or whether he is standing, like coming to a peace treaty, referring to Imam al-Hassan.
Wow, so we just need to not concentrate only on the lexical meaning of the hadiths. We need to go behind some content, what the hadith is trying to say, some hidden meaning behind those words.
Yeah, unfortunately, especially when we refer to some narrations in non-Shia collections of hadith, they try to give a different picture out of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
All right.
But as for the Shia, we believe in the fact that they are what we call it Nur and Wahid, the same light.
Yes.
So the conditions at the time of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam require that he come to a peace treaty imposed to him, of course, with Muawiyah. And the conditions at the time of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam required him to have that uprising.
Yes. So Dr. Karimi, I'll be back on this session with you after a very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're discussing about Beth Aviyath. We are discussing about the du'as, and today we are discussing about the content of Ziyarat Ali Yasin. Yes, Dr. Karimi, you said that even if in the time of major occultation, Imam is carrying out his responsibilities.
Yeah, and there are some other salams in which we refer to other states of the Imam, like when he's saying his prayer, when he's going to ruku', bowing down and sajda, prostration, when he says different adhkar, like La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, when he praises God, and different times, like in the morning and at night. Then we begin to talk about the different Islamic beliefs.
All right.
And maybe this part is the most important part of Ziyarat Ali Yasin, because in it, somehow we are repeating all the Islamic beliefs that we have. We begin by saying that we believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We reject any partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
We witness to the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. We refer to the fact that we love the Prophet and his progeny. We explicitly mentioned that we believe in the imamate of all the 12 Imams, beginning with Imam Ali alayhi salam and ending with Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And then other Islamic beliefs.
Yes.
Now, like Dua will add here, we say that we do believe in the concept of raj'a or return. We have already talked about that, so I don't want to repeat.
Yes.
Also, there are many indications about the hereafter. We say that we believe in the concept of death, in the fact that Nakir and Munkar will come to us in the grave. Nakir and Munkar are those two angels which come to the people in the grave when they are buried and ask them about fundamental Islamic beliefs. According to some narrations, they are called Nakir and Munkar if they come to bad people like disbelievers. But for good people, for righteous people, for the believers, they are called Bashir and Mubashir. In Ziyarat Ali Yasin, we also witness that we believe in the hereafter, we believe in the concept of Sirat, which is called a kind of bridge over the hill. All the people need to pass on it.
Yes.
And if they pass, then they will go to the paradise. There are many explanations, whether it is symbolic or real. We are not going to talk about that. We talked about different concepts which are related to the Day of Judgment, like the scales, like the fact that our actions will be taken into account.
Yes.
The concept of paradise and hellfire. This is the second part of Ziyarat Ali Yasin. In the third part, somehow we refer to our connection and relation to Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance,
inshallah.
We say that, oh my Imam, whoever is opposing you, they would be wretched people, and those who follow you, they are happy people. Please bear witness that I love you and I hate your enemies. The truth is what you approve of, and the falsehood is what you disagree with.
These lines remind me of Ziyarat Ashura.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. This is one of the most important part of this du'a. According to some scholars, this is the peak of Ziyarat Ali Yasin.
All right.
فَالْحَقُ مَا رَضِيْتُمُ. Truth is what you are happy with.
All right.
وَالْبَاطُلُ مَا سَخِدْتُمُ. Falsehood is what you are against, what you are angry with. وَالْمَعْرُوفُ مَا أَمَرْتُمْ بِهِ. The good action is what you order to, وَالْمُنْكَرُ مَا نَهِيتُمْ عَنْ. And the bad action is what you ask the people to be away from. So why do I call this part as one of the most important parts of the dua? And as I mentioned, some scholars believe that this part is the peak of Ziyara Ali Yasin.
All right.
It is referring to the great status of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. If we want to know the truth, the truth is Imam Ali alayhi salam. As the Holy Prophet said, Al-Haqqu ma'a Ali wa Aliyun ma'a al-Haqq. If you want to know the criterion for the truth, the criterion is Imam. If you know the Imam, then whatever Imam believes in is the truth. Whatever yes. Imam is ordering you, then this is the truth. If Imam is asking you to be away from a special actions, then this is the truth, whatever right. he says. So for us as the believers, فَالْحَقُمَا رَضِيْتُمُ The truth is what Imam is happy with. The truth is what Imam approves of. وَالْبَاطُلَ مَا سَخَدْتُمُ And the falsehood is what the Imams are against that. As I mentioned, this is referring in one way to the famous narration of the Prophet that Al-Haqqu Ma'a Ali has been mentioned in different Shia and Sunni collections of hadith like Al-Kafi by Sheikh Qurayni, volume 1, page 294, and also in Mafatih Al-Ghayb by Fakhruddin Al-Razi, volume 1, page 100. Major occultation, if we want to be with the truth, it requires us to be with the Imam. Let me also share one narration in this regard. According to some narrations, one of the big problems after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is that some people who do not have enough ma'rifah, enough knowledge about the Imam, will leave the Imam, and this is very unfortunate. And they come to oppose the Imam with the Quran, something that happened at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. That some people, they claim that they believe in the religion of Islam. Some of them in the Battle of Siffin, they also raised the copies of the Quran, but they opposed the, what we call it, a speaking Quran, that is the Imam of their time, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Khawarij, they initiated the war, the famous war of Nahrawan against the Imam of their time. And they were the people who were famous as righteous people.
Yes.
But the important point was that they did not have enough ma'rifah, enough knowledge about the Imam of the time. The same is true about some people after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This narration has been mentioned by Sheikh Nu'mani in his famous Al-Ghayba, page 297, also page 317. So according to some narrations, there are some people after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam who believe that the uprising of the Imam and his aim are against the Quran. And that is why they object the Imam, they leave the Imam, and somehow they come to war against the Imam, to war
All right.
with the Imam.
All right.
So this is very dangerous. And wow. as I mentioned, that is why فَالْحَقُّ مَا رَضِيْتُمُ is very important. It's very important for us to come to know that Imam is with the truth. Imam Ali alayhi salam is with the truth. And the same is true about all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
So if we come to know that this is Imam Mahdi, this is our 12th Imam,
yes.
then whatever he's telling is the
is
truth.
Is the truth, actually.
And he's the criterion for knowing the truth.
Yeah.
So it's, I think, in need of contemplation, and
yes.
we need to come to this firm knowledge that whatever Imam is telling us is the truth, and whatever is said by other people is, if it is against the Imam, is for sure the falsehood.
Exactly. So whatever the Imam is saying is the truth, because that's been something said by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. And that was really a weird kind of claim people would be doing after the reappearance of Imam, like first waiting for his reappearance and then getting against him, getting some delusions and dilemmas between the truth and the false, and believing that false is the truth and getting rebellious against Imam. Alin shall explain all that with you in another session. Thank you so much for being with us.